irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello everybody, Ilona Europa. Today is Monday. I love Mondays. Everybody knows that. Everybody is like, why do you like Mondays? It's so unusual. But yeah, I have my show. 4 years almost then. I'm always looking forward to talking to my guests. And today, show will be very, very, very unusual. First, mostly in my studio, I am surrounded by lots of people, lots of guests, and atmosphere is very, very hot, and people have different emotions going on. Some people are shy, some people are not so. But today I'm alone. I don't remember when last time I didn't have anybody in the studio with me. But hey, do not worry. We have very, very big guests today on the show. We have my friend and very good and great composer. I know people love him, love his music, David Arkenston. He will be calling in 7-8 minutes. We'll be listening to very, very unusual music that right now is available on iTunes right now. His new album. We'll be talking a lot about his travels, about his new music, about what's going on in his life. I think people remember maybe, he was here a few times already. Then I think this will be very interesting show. And please wait 7-8 minutes from now, because we have a little twist on the show, and I think people will enjoy it and will be very, very relaxed, I promise. Then, second part of the show will be very unusual. What's going on in life right now petrifies everybody, myself also. I am European, and I live in America. I love both continents. I think I love everybody and anybody. I don't think I have enemies that even thinking that I'm afraid of right now travel, or just I'm afraid of if something bad can happen to me, to my friends, or just worry about my safety and safety about everybody who just wants to live life and just live the life to the fullest. Just I have a lot of anxiety about that. I don't like anymore to watch TV. Then I mostly record stuff on TV, and because I want to be safe. But still, you know, you cannot escape from bad, scary news. And I don't know what to do. I would love to repair the world. I think we all can. We need to try. And I think the guest today is a very appropriate person. We'll be having new segment on Accent On for the few months. We will be having wonderful doctor with us. And then Tanya Gilbert, a doctor who will be talking to us in 25 minutes. She'll be calling from Chicago. She is not here in LA right now, but I think maybe next week she'll be in a studio. And yeah, we'll be having her for a few months. And boy, the questions that we will be asking her, and hopefully her answers, they will satisfy all of us. And I'm sure we'll be better human beings because of her presence in our life. Anyway, yeah, show is very exciting to me because the guests are really, really not here. I cannot feed of the energy and make the show really, really the way how mostly I do. But I think challenge is something that I really like. But like every show, we need to just say thank you to somebody that supports our show. And this is the poem. This is a very, very unusual bang that has a European flavor. And I think a lot of people who have European roots, they know this bang. This bang is supporting a lot of culture events and just supports also Accent On. And I would love people to know this bang much more. Okay, let's play commercial.
How would you like to own a financial institution? The Polam Federal Credit Union is a member-owned financial institution that serves exclusively the Southern California region with offices in Los Angeles and Orange. Like banks, Polam accepts deposits, makes loans, and provides financial services. The credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Unlike banks, Polam is nonprofit, which means better rates and lower fees, as well as great personalized customer service. After all, when you're a member, you're also an owner. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at polam.org. Polam Federal Credit Union, bringing the charm of Europe to Southern California.
Very, very, very beautiful, sweet, sweet tonality to this lady voice. I just really like listen to her, and the bank is great. And please, everybody can go to my website, Accent On, and just read again links and phone numbers and just call them, poll them. Okay? Right now, I think before we start talking to David, I would love to play something of mine, Dance and Pray, for sure. That's all what we will probably need to do for a long, long time in our life. Then, yeah, let's dance, and also we need to pray.
Follows all the troubles. I don't know how to leave behind.
moment.
Last time I saw you, why did you break my heart?
Okay, Ilona Europa, and a new song, Dance and Pray. Thank you, Dan Solowitz, for this beautiful, beautiful song. We had for a second a phone number displayed, and this was David. David called, but he hung up because he probably heard the music playing, and he said, okay, I'll write to him, call us now. Okay, let's see. Okay, then maybe
hello.
I will be... hi, David. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. As music was playing, then I just wanted to play because that was a premiere of my song. And what can I say? I'm so happy to have you with us. Hi, David.
Well, it's your show. You can play whatever you want.
No, that's why I'm having you, because that's what I want to play today also. David, I didn't see you, I think, for like a year and a half or two. Is this possible?
It's possible, yes.
What's happened?
Well, because now I'm up in Central California now. I'm not in L.A. that often.
I know, but you know what? I miss you to sit next to me. This is always so charming. First, because I see you, and I know we are getting older. You are getting really, really... You look very good. I just, every time when you post something on a Facebook, I'm like, what's going on in David's life? David, you are traveling like crazy. You are doing so, so many things. Before I really maybe will let you talk about what's going on in your life, I will just remind people who we are listening to. Then, okay, with 20 Billboard hits, film and TV soundtracks, and game scores, multi-Grammy nominee three times, David Arkenstone has established himself as one of the best contemporary instrumental musicians of our time. Do you agree with that?
That's a press release, but I guess some of it's true.
I think this is like so true, because I know that amount of people that love your music, and it's like for past 30 years. When did you? How many albums did you release already?
It's almost 50 now.
50 albums. Do you remember your first?
Almost 50.
Do you remember your
of
first?
Of course. I remember the first one was called Valley in the Clouds. It was on Narada Records and distributed through EMI. It was a big deal. It was a big deal for me.
And, I'm asking for this one because I believe that life goes like around and around and around in a circle. And I think your newest album has something to do also with the first one, yes? Did you have the same person working in a studio with you?
The gentleman who mixed it, this last album, mixed my first record. Yeah, I went back to... Milwaukee. His name is David Bartanian, and he mixed my first record.
That's cool.
My very first one when I had no idea what I was doing.
Wow.
So it's really nice to have to come back to him, and he's mixed other albums for me, but that was it was very, very nice to see him again. And
it's a beautiful circle. I love his stories like that. I really do, because I believe that sometimes very special people come back to our lives, and they can like turn mm-hmm. our wheels in different or the same spin, but something great is happening because of that. And memories, this is something so precious, because I'm sure when you were working with him, you were thinking, David, wow, do I remember, oh my gosh, what's going on. I love stuff like that. That's like human story, it's precious. Tell me about your new album. I know in a way this is different, something so different compared to all 49 that I know people love.
Well, there's a lot of different ones in there. I've never done anything like this. It's kind of very ambient, but it's also kind of dark. I chose a palette that was kind of not bright. A lot of droney kind of things and some dark violins. And, I composed it. I just put my candles on my piano and I just sat and made some music. And it was kind of a trip. I just wanted to do something a little different. It doesn't have a lot of rhythm. Well, so their rhythm comes in and out of the song. So it's not all just droning. But I wanted to paint this mood that was like, the frozen, I know it's summertime, but kind of the frozen north you know, like maybe Scandinavia or something like that. Maybe not Siberia. Maybe that's too cold. I don't know.
Okay,
but
I need to.
I like the mystery.
I need to beautify a little bit. When I read your press release, or whoever did this great press release, and I listened to the tracks from the album, yes, I agree. The album is very different from David that I know and love. But this side of you, the darker side, the colder side, the more mystical, and just, I don't know. And you know, you gave me and you give your listeners to time to grow with the track. And even, you know, understanding the way how you wrote this album, that you decided to really be in the darkness and, you know, have only candlelight, or just, you know, you were thinking differently about what you, what there will be the music that you want to present to the people. This is something very, very beautiful. Beautiful, unusual, and it's like storytelling. I know California is very hot, but we are talking to people all around the world, and
that's,
I know that your roots, which I was surprised, you mentioned something that you have Swedish roots. I thought Hungarian.
Yes, my paternal grandparents were both from Sweden, and they came over in the early part of the century, like 1905 or something. I don't know, maybe 1910. So, yes, they were both from Sweden, and so my father is all Swedish, and so I'm half Swedish and half Italian.
Whoa! Okay, I don't know when I got this Hungarian in you. I don't know, maybe because I saw you playing on the stage so many different styles of music, and lots of them have influence from all around the world, but this time,
maybe
really...
Maybe it's because it's close to Poland.
Yeah, of course, Swedish, yes. Swedish soul. Okay, but Italian and Swedish, that's very hot and a little calmer and cooler. I think we talk about your music, we talk about difference. I think we need to play. We have two tracks from your album. And yes, we could play more and shorter MP3s, we call this, shorter version.
Yeah.
But... you told me, and I said maybe we can fade out. You said maybe we can start the music from the like middle of the song, because a lot of things is happening in the beginning. But I think, yes, we are not playing 8 minutes long songs or tracks or music on this show. But I think people will appreciate David's music even longer. Then somehow I think, no, we need to play the melody, the song, the composition, and give people the visuals and just feel of what David is right now, maybe for the moment.
That's fine with me.
Okay. Then would you like to start from the storm or from the ice forest?
Yeah, let's do the storm first.
Okay, let's get stormy weather. The storm.
Thank you.
Wow. To the last second. It's so beautiful. I really sat in my, I have a chair in my great studio. I closed my eyes. It's just beautiful, David, beautiful. I don't know. It's very cold, but it's so hot. It's just both.
Well, you know, it's that kind of music. This album is really, I compare it to like painting because, you know, I wanted to try to create a mood, and to do a certain mood, you use certain colors sometimes. And it was the same with the music. You know, I wanted to paint this sort of mood, this sort of dark, and that one's sort of stormy. It really, I felt like I was painting with sound, so it was kind of a trip.
Oh yes, you did it. It's so beautiful. But you know, even when you say you did something different, David, it's so you. Oh my gosh, it's just so you. If somebody listens to this music, we know it's you. It's a little twist on David's music, but it's 100% you. And people need to remember that the title of the album is
Beneath a Darkening Sky.
And is available on Amazon, on iTunes.
Yeah, Amazon.
And
it's on iTunes too. It's on iTunes also.
And we have another great.
You can get the for anybody who still like to have CDs. You can find those on Amazon. So.
Of course we do. You know, I got lucky. I got files from you, but you know what? Certain music we will always go and spend money on, and I think certain albums we always want in hard copy. We want to have this beautiful project, and you always do the great project. You know that albums look great, and it's like big collection of David, which I have in my home, and my daughter loves your music. Mm-hmm. We all love your music, and okay, I know the times when I have another lady doctor calling from Chicago, and we will be talking to her. Then if I need to say bye-bye to you in like 5 or 7 or 8 minutes, then I will do. But we have one more track that we would love to play, and it's called Ice Forest. Maybe I will fade out for few seconds if I have a phone number. Yeah. But David, will you promise us, I know you don't need to come because it's fine. I feel like you are around and here. But I would like to talk a little bit more because talking to composers about how they create, what's going on in their hearts and minds and brain and, you know, why still you decided to do what you decided to do. And we still don't know what was going on in your life for the last 2 years. And I know a lot of things happened in your life, good one. A lot of you are traveling all around the world and doing different stuff. I would like to talk to you about that. Will you?
Sure.
Maybe September. I don't know if this is okay, but I would love to book another longer, maybe 30 minutes with you, and then we'll play some more, and we'll know more about David's life. Well, not in LA anymore.
Thank you for playing my music. I appreciate it, and you have a wonderful show.
Thank you so much, and everybody can, of course, see the links to everything what we are talking about, and also David's website. I post on Accent On, and this show will be for downloads and for listening to for the people's pleasure forever. Then please go to Accent On to LA Talk Radio and just listen to this music and close your eyes. It's very warm outside, but you know what? The music is cold, but very, very hot. David, I love you. Then thank you so much for calling, and I'm playing the Ice Forest right now, and hopefully September we'll be playing some more. Thank you.
Yes, you'll have a new product. Thank you, Alona. Love you. Bye-bye.
I love you. Bye-bye. Hello?
Hello, this is Dr. Tanya.
Oh, hi, Dr. Tanya. I just needed to fade out one of the most beautiful song composition by David Arkenstone, and I just feel a little bit bad about that, but I think this was a perfect introduction also to our segment with Dr. Tanya Gilbert, because the music was so calming and so, like, just cold, like I said, because Dave's music right now took a little different turn, and he gave us this unusual instrumentation that reminds us a little icy weather and just beautiful, beautiful mood. And I promise I will play a whole song, whole composition, maybe a next week again, and we'll be having David back in our studio or via phone on September. But right now, today, I just tried to introduce our new segment a little bit earlier, and I think I did pretty good job. But talking to you, Dr. Tanya, is a big, big pleasure. Hi, are you in Chicago right now?
Yes, I am in Chicago right now. And I'll be back in LA soon, but it's really nice and warm and humid here, and the dryness in LA, I have to tell you.
I know. So, but I think you are missing LA because of the weather, much more hotter probably, but drier and probably a little bit healthier.
Well, I prefer the heat and the dry to this really extreme humidity.
You know, like always, the best is the place that we live in, and that's L.A. We love L.A., but I'm sure you're working in Chicago. I don't believe you just went there for fun, although I wish you that. But I need to introduce you to our listeners. You were our guest, I think, month ago or 2 months ago. We loved you. That's why I was so excited to even talk to you, and I'm so happy to have your segment on Accent On, because bringing little more serious topics to show that mostly is very uplifting and talks about people's success in life, people from all around the world, and people who are really bringing happiness, and just they have just better maybe luck right now than they had before. But really, we are surrounded with very, very crazy world right now. I don't even know if I have an answers for almost anything what's going on right now. And you, as a doctor, Tanya Gilbert, who is, and I know you are, a very talented life coach, and you also are an author, and you are a CEO and founder of the Woman Wellness Fair, and then you hold popular woman empowerment classes, and you also have so many great I don't know, talents and abilities of talking to people and get them out of problems in life, then I think your segment, which we still didn't decide how we will be calling your segment, but is something that we need badly. We want somebody who will coach us and just calm us down or give us a little bit understanding how to deal with certain things that are happening in our lives, but also on the street. And it's just not fun right now to turn on TV, not fun to read what's going on, you know, when they write in newspapers. It's just scary. Life is scary. Dr. Tanya, can you help us with some of these issues?
Well, hopefully. Let's start off first with saying we are in the moment with Dr. Tanya, and that is the name of our segment, In the Moment with Dr. Tanya. And yes, Alana, we are living in just a world that's completely crazy. And I say a world because it's everywhere. It's not local. It's global.
Yeah.
You know, while we're living in this era of uncertainty, I constantly ask myself, what can I do? What can I encourage others to do to perpetuate change as well as self-care? You know, and I say to myself, I say, self, are you willing? What are you willing to do? Because although I wouldn't do a violent act, sometimes when you think about both sides, when you think about the anger of everything, when I say both sides, all of the shooting and the police and the terrorists, and everybody's mad at somebody else about something. And I use the word mad candidly because it feels like the whole world is going mad, you know. So what I always offer is to say, are you willing to replace your violence and the fear with some understanding? Because that's what first we have to do. We have to try to understand the position of the other person, whoever or whatever it is that we're opposed to. We have to try to understand where they're coming from. Because if we can have some type of understanding, we can remove judgment, and then we can have some tolerance. You know, that's what's going on. There's too much judgment and not enough tolerance. And if we can remove judgment and create tolerance, then there'll come some compassion. And once you have compassion, there is a space for healing, you know, healing to happen on both sides, regardless of who you are, what your differences are. You can both heal, and you can help each other heal. So those are the things that I'm trying to put out into the universe, you know, put out into the energies, and hope other people, you know, pick up on it, because taking care of yourself will also help reduce a lot of the violence and the fear.
Yeah, you are right. Because waking up and not feeling positive about the day that's supposed to be mm-hmm. filled with good things, and just like I said, you always turn on TV, and I don't remember for so long to being just so depressed. I try to have my morning coffee, and we don't want to be surrounded by but little and silly issues in life always, and listening to, you know, happy peppy news and cute stuff going on, and you know, we want serious stuff. But you are right that something is going on right now in the air that I think like people lost the idea of what is right and what is wrong, like think that that they have a right to make their own law, to take their law to their hands, and just both sides, you know, whoever do not talk to each other, like you say, they don't remove the judgment, they are not tolerant of the each other's fears, and they just decided to take law in their own hands and do whatever they decide to do, and they do single-handed, you know. I'm not talking only about the big movements, you know, that scares us and petrifies us, that coming from outside of the country into our lives, but I'm talking also what's going on in our life in America. We are afraid of each other's right now.
And rightfully so. I mean, no one embraces difference. All they do is push against it. So you never know. We're in a state of complete confusion, because you just never know where you stand with the next person and what the differences are.
And, you know, yes, big part of this seems like we want to talk. It's like the people are angry. Anger is a covering their own compassion and sensibilities to somebody else's lives, because when killings are affecting innocent people also, you know, and people who have nothing to do with anything, and they just live their life the way how they normally do, and something horrible happened, they had no saying, you know. The same people who are just law, they're supposed to be protected by law, but they need to be now afraid of maybe being attacked by law, and they have no saying in a moment, you know, and they are killed, and they cannot do anything about it. Something is wrong, doctor. I love your line. You are mentioning that anger and frustration probably need to be dissolved somehow in us.
Well, everyone wants to be heard, and everyone wants to feel that they are being heard. And again, the whole lack of tolerance. But what I think are the factors that is contributing to the world the way it is. In certain areas, there's a lot of scarcity, and then in other areas, there's a lot of greed, and folks are scared that you're going to take it all and they won't have any. And other people afraid that you're going to take what they have. So you get this individualistic thinking that can become very numb. Even though there's so many cultures that have more of a socialized group think or family think, and they're not so individualistic, when you do have other cultures that are very individualistic, that are very numb to what's going on, it creates all of the fogginess that we have now with no one being able to see the other person's position.
No, then if stuff like that is happening, I think we don't have time. We need to do right now. That in the moment, I will also say moment is right now. If we live and we want to change something, we need to start from this moment. We are talking about that, you know, how to really bring some more positivity into your life, how we can self-contribute and to these feelings that we are able to change the world for the better. Then again, if you can give us one line one more time after this conversation, what we can take with us to our heads and think, okay, I'm turning on TV, I'm angry. I'm angry on everything. I'm angry on this side, that side. But what is my position as a human being that can reach out to another human being and just make some positive changes? What I need to remember first and foremost?
Well, what I would really encourage everyone to do is the thing that I do. When I see that, and I, you know, you live in your body, so you know when you're angry. Your body will give you a signal to say, you're going to get angry. And so folks can, find that trigger.
Yeah.
And then pull that trigger through, then they can reduce their anger and maybe won't be so many shootings and killings on that level, but also a more personal level, individual level. You just recognize that that same person that you're getting angry with, something stirred them up. Something got them angry too. They didn't just get up and decide that they're just going to be angry. They're just like you. And so create enough tolerance to be able to see the similarities are so much greater than the differences in the people that you're pushing against. And I want to encourage everyone to really think about what types of things are they doing for self-care to contribute to the positivity around them. If you don't care for yourself, you don't have any positive energy to expand. So I would like to encourage folks to just think of something, one thing. It doesn't have to be a big bang, just one thing every day that can bring some type of positivity to their life. If it's just looking at someone and say, have a great day. You know, or saying excuse me, or, you know, anything, giving a person a compliment.
Or just and smile, give people the second and a person passing by, just nice, polite smile. I think if you see smiling face that has smile on, you just feel better about life. And people are just walking in this tight, you know, eyes. They don't want to look at each other. We all are going straight to home. We don't feel like we want to conversate with anybody. And I think the next, in a moment, a segment with Dr. Tanya Gilbert, maybe we will just start of how to improve something about us as a human and start about something that bugs us and, you know, there must be ways to make ourselves a little happier on a daily basis and being less angry. But still do not omit the issues that are surround us. Because I think if we close the eyes and pretend like we don't see, then we are living in a bubble and this doesn't help anybody.
Yes, and it's just strange you said that because you say at least give a smile a day. Well, we have failed tremendously. We won't even look at each other anymore.
Yeah,
people don't look at people. If you don't have to smile. Just look at that person that's coming towards you. Greet them with the warmness of your eyes, and then maybe you can find a smile. But you don't have to smile. But just recognize that that's another human being right there. that's coming towards you, no matter what else you may see. See that person as a human first.
You are and create so right.
Tolerance.
And don't expect good if you don't give good away. You know, if you don't give away something nice to the people, then how you expect good come back to you? Then, oh, doctor, we'll be having you next week in our studio. Do you think you'll be able, or you will be calling and talking some more next week?
Yes, I'm calling and talking some more next week, and I'll have some more very interesting topics and information.
I love it.
And as I sign off tonight, I just would like to say again, you're in the moment with Dr. Tanya, and this moment is all that you get.
In the moment with Dr. Tanya on Axenon on LA Talk Radio. And we have our segment that will be a few months with us. Then I think people can just get used to Dr. Tanya talking to us and giving us in the moment advice at the moment.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. And I'll thank everyone that's listening. And come back and join us in the moment again.
Love you. Thank you so much. Say hi to Chicago, and we cannot wait to talk to you more next week. Thank you so much, and also our LA Talk Radio Accent On for today. We need to say bye-bye to everybody, and let's listen to our show next week, and we'll be for sure in better mood, because we have Dr. Tanya Gilbert with us, and she will try to make us smile more, tolerate people more, talking about what really bugs us, and talking maybe about anxieties, also stress-related situation, is so much that we can improve in daily life. Then when we wake up, you know, we don't need to be just angry that whole day is in front of us and we will be just worrying that something really bad will happen. And also we need to look around and see the people, because they are worrying the same way as we do. And for right now, I think Accent On wants to say, I love everybody who listened to this show. And I know that life is beautiful. And I wish everybody to have a great, great week. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Okay, then for right now, like I said, Accent On is almost done. And I would like to... see everybody and listen to our show again, and maybe next Monday. Okay, for right now, one more time. Good night.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.